Let's talk now with our political editor, Jane Patterson, for more on this. Jane, kia ora.
Kia ora.
I suppose the politics of this, if we start there first, of course, this has been quite a stoush between Australia and New Zealand. Where's it landed?
Well, of course, this blew up in February when New Zealand was informed that Australia had stripped the citizenship of Sahira Aden and her two children. And from there, it became a real diplomatic problem between Australia and New Zealand. Jacinda Ardern appealed to Australia and Scott Morrison to help out and say, well, at least with the children, or can we do something about the citizenship? Now, it seemed pretty obvious all the way through Australia was not going to change its position on this. Back in March, New Zealand told Turkish authorities, we will come and get Aden and the two children, you just need to give us a bit more time. So it's really ended up where we expected, with New Zealand having responsibility for these three people returning from Turkey. Now, Jacinda Ardern said that Australia had given New Zealand a promise that this wouldn't happen again, that the citizenship wouldn't be arbitrarily stripped from people in these situations. Now, that promise came from Scott Morrison, but of course we don't know how many more incidents of this we're going to get.
So
we don't know.
How much of a win is that for Jacinda Ardern?
It's not a win. She has been left to deal with this situation. This promise of, well, it won't happen again, is really the only face-saving element to this. Australia was strong in their position, and as I said, New Zealand is now left with the situation and the repatriation of this family.
When the family arrives, there is going to be a lot of surveillance.
There is a law that gives the government and the police and other agencies that might be involved a number of ways to monitor people in this situation, and that includes restricted movement, restricted internet access, and a whole lot of other measures that are deemed necessary potentially in this sort of situation. There is and that is under a more recent act, the 2019 Terrorism Suppression Control Orders Act. There is an older act, 2002, the Terrorism Suppression Act, and that's the one under which she could possibly face charges. The police are investigating, and that's 14 years in jail for knowingly participating in terrorist activities. But that will have to be an investigation carried out here by New Zealand authorities, and that will be incredibly difficult, obviously, given the circumstances that they would be investigating. But that is an open investigation.
What potential costs around surveillance?
So back in March, when the return of Sahida Aden and her children was being contemplated, National Simon Bridges, justice spokesman, brought up the cost, and he was saying that every suspected terrorist that has a control order could end up costing millions of dollars because of the surveillance that's hugely expensive. And we really don't have a dollar figure on it. We don't know how much it could cost if such a surveillance operation were to be taken out for her. Mr. Andrew Little, the minister responsible for New Zealand's spy agency, said at the time cost and resourcing could vary depending on surveillance needed in any such situation, but he said basically that there's always a cost and it would depend on how long it would have to go for.
Thank you very much, political editor Jane Patterson.